Should we get going?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Who wants to take us off for the last episode of the year?
Me.
I can do it if you want.
Mike, not me. Yeah. Let's include that. So technically, we'll start it from where Mike says, not me.
I haven't done one before, so I'm happy to
get this one
onto a rolling start.
Yeah, let's man.
Where we land.
Oh, shit. Yeah, well, you're wearing the Santa hat. It's all up to you, Big Dog.
Hell yeah.
Big D.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Play It Up podcast. I am Dennis, one of your hosts, and I'm joined tonight by Sean and Mike. Gents, how are we?
I'm living
absolutely
the
great.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. So tonight it's our Christmas catch-up special. So the guys, we're just catching up tonight to have a quick chat, nothing too long, hopefully, and just to say hello, talk about our favorite sort of bits and pieces over the year, and nothing really else planned apart from that, I don't think, do we? Apart from Mike going.
Mike's had enough already. Bye. He's gone. Mike. Oh, he's back.
Oh, shit.
Perfect.
Mike, if you're nervous, mate, just let us know, okay? It's only like your 30th episode or something.
Yeah, I'll Mike's try and back with some of this delicious red wine. Yeah.
Ooh, fantastic. From a mug, like a real man.
Don't worry about this Royal Dalton stuff. Got to go from the building. Ceramics.
I'm drinking a Beanley rum and coke from a fucking beautiful Netherworld glass.
Nice.
Can you get more Queensland than that?
I'm just drinking beer from a can. I guess that's probably not special, yeah, but you know,
sometimes less is more, mate, you know.
All
right, it looks delicious. What is it?
It was one of the ones that we were drinking during the last record, if you can remember.
I remember there was too many gobby jokes, and that won't happen again, so sorry, listener base. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, Mark.
Yeah. Sorry, Mum, if you're listening.
I remember in the last episode we were talking about it, and I was like, "Nah, I'm pretty sure that Mark will love it." And sure enough, Mark's like, "Yeah, it was hilarious." So,
yeah. Oh, he loved it.
Right. But yeah.
Loves a gobby. Fuck.
You're as bad as Neil with Mum jokes.
I can't help myself, man. I got a thing for gobbies, what can I say? So this episode, I guess we're talking about, we have our, it was beautiful. I woke up, I think it was yesterday morning, 6 a.m. or a little bit before to go to work, and I sat on the toilet and I saw a notification come through from Anchor, which I've never had before. I was like, oh, what's this? And you have a message from Jacob Spring. And if our listeners remember, we had him on the podcast, and he's like a freaking Metal Slug legend, one of the absolute best gamers in the world, I would say, especially for retro, from Denmark.
Definitely.
It's just all around legend, and you would have actually seen him in the YouTube video that I put up recently of my trip to the shed. And there's a message from him, so we'll get into that a bit later and play the first ever video audio message from a listener. And listener/guest, and we'll discuss that. He has a question for us. A couple of questions, one not so legit and one very legit question.
So good.
Oh, I love it.
We can cater for both easily.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess we'll talk about our plan for what to play over the little Christmas break that's coming up. So today is the 16th, is that right?
Yeah, correct, mate.
Yes, yeah.
Today is the 16th of December, correct?
Possibly last episode for the year, or probably the last one before Christmas, at least. So this is our
easy
Chrissy special, I guess, for the year. Yeah, well, should we do a little quick catch up? It hasn't been that long since our last episode, but I don't want to run the show though, Denny. Mate, you did the intro. You tell us what's up.
Cool. All right. Yeah. That's fine. So yeah, let's go around the table and talk about what everybody's been up to and what we've been playing and, you know, just general hello and whatever. Sean, kick us off. What do you reckon?
Oh, mate, what do you know?
Oh, mate.
Not that much. Been playing Tetris here and there. I started a new job like 2 weeks ago. So
yeah, congrats, man. Well done. That's how it's going.
I'm in the IT world now. Yeah. So enjoying that. It's great. I'm learning a lot. I work at the same place as Neil. We don't really work together so much. Maybe at some point we will.
Do you hang out at lunchtime?
He's only there once a week. I'm there every day because
probably not then.
In training, so I can't work from home yet.
Yep.
But we did go to Netherworld after one day there. We went to Netherworld together. So
cool.
I mean, that was good. We held hands. We played games. We even kissed a little bit.
I'm glad.
I loved it. Don't get me wrong.
No. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Neil's not here to dispute it, so I can say anything. Good. Yeah. Neil is indisposed this evening, much to our disappointment. But
sure is.
We thought we'd get one out anyway, but we miss you, mate, and we love you and your mum. And yeah, so work's been going good. I haven't had too much time to play, or I have had time to play, but not as much as usual. When you're unemployed, you have a lot more time, as you can imagine. But I tried to play the other day Child of Light on PS4. But due to the recent unemployment, I had cancelled my PlayStation Plus. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I'll play a bit of Child of Light. Oh, you can't because your PlayStation Plus isn't active. Oh, okay. No worries. I just watched some YouTube or something. But, yeah, haven't... Crash Bandicoot on the Game Boy Advance. I've got Crash Bandicoot and Spyro the Dragon. It's like a double pack. So it's Crash Fusion, it's called. Really cool game. It's just full of mini games like platforming, some kind of tank games, a little bit like Combat on the Atari, and the tank game that's in Tron on the arcade, where it's like top down, like bird's eye view, and you just move your tank around and shoot stuff. It's fairly easy. It's kind of like in a way, a kid's game, but it's a bit more difficult than that at some parts. There's ones where you're like riding a rocket or something and you just tap the button to go up or hold it to keep going up, and then you let it go and you're dodging stuff. It's like a jetpack kind of game. And yeah, that's been quite fun. But other than that, not too much gaming. I actually feel like an adult for the first time in a long time, where I actually struggle for time with gaming. Got a girlfriend, got a job. I mean, you know. Oh, what?
Whoa, what is this?
Surprise attack.
What?
No way.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle. It's Krampus. Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Wow.
Merry Beefoo, fuckers.
Hello. Oh,
stroking off.
Where's the beef?
How are we going?
Oh, mate. You Hello, told buddy. You couldn't make it just so you could surprise us.
Yeah, nice surprise entry. I love it.
Yeah.
It's What's a Secret this? Santa 69.
I thought,
there he is.
Wow.
Oh, there he is.
How?
Christmas does come early for some.
Christmas does come
early. How are we going? Yeah.
And so do you, my mum said.
Yeah, she's right. I did better the second time. Yeah, he knows that.
Well, I guess we can all relate.
Well, we've heard all about what you guys got up to at Netherworld on Sean's first week, so I'd believe it.
Yeah. Oh no! Now you're here, you can tell them what about all the gobbies and.
Yes. We've got a gobby joke ban now on.
Oh, do we?
We don't. But we probably
did. Did you listen back to the last episode, Neil? I went way too much on the gobby.
No, it was hilarious, man. No, I thought it was great.
Okay,
you know, if you want to rein it in, that's up to you. So
I'll try.
The mum jokes won't slow down.
No, we need to speed the mum jokes up to push out the gobby jokes.
Oh, yeah. True.
They go hand in hand, really.
Well.
Hand in mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically me. I've just sort of told everyone what I was up to, Neil. You'll have to listen. You'll have to tune in, mate. Spotify, iTunes, all that.
And all Google the other podcast. Ones, yeah.
Podbean, yeah,
Anchor, all that stuff. Anchor, yeah,
all,
man,
all the good places,
all the goodness. I'll pass the baton, I guess. You know what? Dennis is the ringmaster. I'm not doing anything.
Mikey, you're next in the round robin. What have you been up to?
Yeah, busy again. Like just like the other podcast, just busy and. Doing the cold drip coffee. We hit our 100th liter of cold drip coffee sold.
Hell yeah, man.
A bit of a milestone this year, which wasn't expected. I was just like scrolling through the spreadsheet and just doing the old, you know, scroll over the cells, do the sum up. And
classic Mike, getting knee deep in a spreadsheet.
The 100 liters, yeah. So, yeah, pretty surprising.
That's a lot of caffeine, man. That's a lot of caffeine.
Yeah, it's a lot. And it's gone a long way around Australia. It's gone to like, you know, to Darwin, to New South Wales, West Australia. Hasn't gone to Tasmania yet.
Dak.
Send it in a Royal Dalton, mate. He'll fucking love it.
But yeah, and because of that, it's been busy as well. And again, like just not much time to get. I'm pretty sure the last time we caught up for the podcast, that was and I was talking about playing Final Doom. That's what I played last at home. It's been that like sparse games wise. There has been some great toilet sessions though for Dr. Mario on original Game Boy.
Ah, mate, I'm glad to hear you're keeping regular. Good on you,
mate. Got it. It's a healthy lifestyle.
Dr. Mario must help.
I mean, cold drip coffee and enough fiber, and you're sorted.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. But yeah, just digging into Dr. Mario a bit on the EverDrive X5 for Game Boy. And just had like a whole bunch of ROMs on there. I just scrolled through like a couple of weeks back and found Dr. Mario. And since then, it's just been like Dr. Mario every time. Yeah,
great.
It's heaps of fun. Put it onto like a high setting. So like heaps of virus in the jar. Heaps of virus in the jar. Nice night. And a fast speed as well. And just try and like think on the fly and try and get things matched up. And it's pretty fun. I forgot how much of a good puzzle game that Dr. Mario is compared to...
It's full on, hey. Games. And oh, dude.
It's COVID for the Game Boy.
It's COVID cure for the Game Boy. It's a great game.
Wow, really I'd play good. That. Yeah. They should do a ROM hack and just call it COVID cure. <I'd> play that.
They could.
Yeah.
But yeah, like sadly, games-wise, apart from the odd trip to Netherworld here and there, I'll jump on Donkey Kong, Galaga, Mortal Kombat 2, the usuals that I jump onto. It's been... Busy time, just too busy for games, which just sucks, but that's how life is at the moment.
Grown up things, and it's the time of the year for it, unfortunately.
That's it. Yeah, everyone's so busy. Social calendar's gone off the chart because COVID's gone, and like everyone's just like, let's all hang out. Like, it's wild.
Yeah, let's hang out in person.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, and that's about it.
That's me.
Nice one. Neil.
I'm up, am I? So it's just like a rundown of what we've been up to.
Yeah, just what you've been up to lately. And if you had the chance to play any games, which probably wouldn't have at the moment, you've been flat out.
Well, since the last podcast, I had a game of Strikers 1945 on a Friday night and finally got the first loop done, which I've been really looking forward to getting done. So, so got that done. It was super fun.
Oh, you're lucky I'm wearing pants, mate.
that made it all worth it. Obviously something I've been working through a busy year. and yeah, it was super rewarding to get that done. It's a bit funny, like the score that I got, or the run that I had, wasn't actually like a great run, but I was able to keep all my lives to the end level, and then lost a life or two on that particular level, but beat the boss, which is what I was keen to do. And got the score on Twin Galaxies that I was aiming for. So nice. Yeah, it was super stoked. And if you want to watch the run, it's on Twin Galaxies. It's pretty fun to watch out of all the other records I've got. I think this one's actually a bit entertaining. So yeah, check it out if you're interested.
We'll pop the link up as well on this episode so that everyone can see the game, see what you got up to.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's great.
Good idea.
So yeah, that was fun. It was on a Friday night. I was on Game the System with Denny and I think Mark at that time. It was really good to get it done before the end of the year, so I can move on to something fresh next year. What else have I been up to? I picked up an arcade cab I've got one in Melbourne that Phil Day got for me, which is an Asteroids LAI cabaret. And I also got one from Jerry, which is a universal cab or design, which I'll turn into a ladybug. So I've got the actual board for that. So looking forward to going up to Jerry and picking that off him. So yeah, a couple of pickups and yeah, just a busy time of the year. So just lots of children Christmas things and getting ready for the big day. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Nice one.
Nice, mate. Congratulations on the new world record and first loop. That the way you, I guess I would look at it is that, not that it wasn't one of your highest scores, but when you play Donkey Kong and you want to get a kill screen, the score doesn't matter that much. It's about just beating that challenge of finishing the game.
Yeah, for sure. And it was good to have that goal. It's funny, like I said, that game wasn't my best. So like my score, I've actually had higher scores, but I thought I would submit that one because it was the first loop done. And I think, that's the first Twin Galaxy score that's done the full first loop. So
nice.
Stoked. So yeah.
Excellent, man.
Something really interesting happened with the game as well. I lost 10,000 points from my total score when I died. I'm not sure as to why that was, but just found that a bit interesting. So I might have to look up what's going on there. So I've moved straight on to Spectre. The one I'll be going for next.
Of course.
Beautiful.
Hey.
And that's been super fun because there's a lot to learn with Spectre. There's not a whole lot known about it. So just trying to work out how the enemies behave and also map layouts and stuff. Like the maps are randomly generated, but they all have like similar things about them, so I'm just trying to get my head around it and really kind of investigate the game before getting too serious about the score. So yeah, it's been fun.
Is that on main, Neil? Because you've got a Spectre PCB, right? You don't have a power supply for it yet, or at last check, I think.
Yeah, so it's got a really weird connector piece that I'm going to need to get from that guy in Canada. I forget his name, but he makes like hundreds of different connectors for different boards. I'm hopefully going to get one for Christmas if I'm lucky. I also want to, next year, I've also got like a Circus Charlie board, which Adam's like, I just need a couple of pieces and we can get it running. I want to do the Strikers 1945 on the original card at Netherworld. So I've got to backtrack a little bit before I get too serious about Spectre. I want to get Circus Charlie in and Strikers on arcade. So yeah, we'll see how we go.
That's awesome, man. Wow. Mm. Yeah, I'll be there to watch for sure. Whenever you're doing it.
I really want to do the Circus Charlie run during their sideshow week. We were going to do it last year, but I wasn't able to get organized in time.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Nice.
Yeah. Jimmy's like really keen to just chuck me on stage and just like while everyone's drinking and doing the sideshow thing, I'll be there for the max out. So yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah. Dress like a clown and do it.
Dress like the horse. And so then someone has to like backwards jump onto your back.
Yeah, the horse is scary as fuck, so that would kind of like suit the horror theme of Netherworld as well. So
yeah,
maybe I will go horse.
Well,
yeah, better than Jungle and Daggers.
Excellent.
Well, what have you been up to, Denny?
Yeah, what's happening?
For me, I've been going back to playing Donkey Kong now that work has had a chance to sort of settle down a little bit, and I've been getting back into it. I've been sort of playing in between MAME upstairs and playing this cab as well, which it's been good, but it's such a grind, man. And I have some games where I play really consistently and well, and I feel confident. And then I have some evenings where I can't get above 100,000 points. And it just, no matter what I do, it just keeps going wrong. And so I'm living the life of the grind at the moment, trying to accomplish that. So it's been kind of cool. Like, I've been able to get consistently good scores most of the time, but yeah, like there are still those lower sort of scoring times, like I mentioned. And I feel like I'm battling myself as much as I'm battling the game, trying to sort of not let it sort of get to me as much. But it's really hard, because I think I haven't really played it consistently ever until about a couple of months ago. I guess because I've played it sort of off and on for so long that I had this expectation that I'd do better than I have been. And so, I've been talking to Matt Tecchio about it quite a bit, and
wow,
that was part of it. that's usually the first message on Twitch. So just getting a few little tips here and there, like when I was on yesterday, it's mainly what I'm doing wrong most of the time. And
that's what you want.
Just trying to eliminate all of that bad behavior that I'm not even aware of at some points as well. And
you are a naughty boy.
Naughty boy. So
yeah.
I've been occupying myself with that, mate. And apart from that, we've had Game of System Game of the Month, which yours truly here. He's fucking hot on my tail, trying to take out first spot.
Coming for you, mate.
Fucking whatever. Nah, you probably will, actually.
Beat 'em up guy, and the game is Dungeons and Dragons Tower of Doom.
Never played it.
Never Me played either. It. But you're a beat 'em up guy. So
DD Todd is the game of the month, yeah. So
DD Todd.
I'm looking forward to playing it. It looks good.
It's freaking cool. It's freaking sort of cool game, man.
Without ever playing it before, it's got like a bit of an air of like a mix between Final Fight and Magic Sword a little bit from what I can tell. And that I think I've played both of those games, and I'm hoping that it actually is the mix in between. Like, have you played Magic Sword before, Sean?
I haven't, so I can't comment on that side of things, but Final Fight, it's a beat 'em up, so.
I'm hoping it's going to come back out on the floor at 1UP eventually. We played it as Game of the Month in Game of System Discord previously as well, and I was surprised how much I took to it. It's actually really fun. So I'm hoping that that maybe if I do decide to take a break from Donkey Kong and play something different for a little while, that I can give that a crack and just see how I go playing it. Like, it's what it is. I'm up against bigger forces than me. I've got an ultimate fucking denizen on my tail, so I'm a little bit nervous at the moment. So
coming for you, mate.
Can hear footsteps.
Yeah, I got to put some more time in. Where my score's at the moment, you could get that pretty quick.
Yeah, we'll see.
I need to beat you by 6 or 7 places on the scoreboard, on the leaderboard for this month, to overtake you. And I mean, I don't even know if enough people are going to submit a score for that to happen. So
you never know.
We'll see. But yeah, either way, I'm stoked to sort of finish in the top 2 or 3. I don't know if anyone could catch.
It's you, me, and Pelly at the moment, I think, the top 3.
Yeah. I really enjoy the game of the month thing because
it gives you something to chip away at, and I like it too.
Yeah, there's no like big time pressure where some of these other comps where it's like so much happening in a small amount of time, but then you want to play games just for fun without competing, and so this is where kind of my limit with competing kind of online thing at the moment, and I'm really enjoying it. So the games have been quite good mostly.
It's quite good for that, hey. And I've always find that, like, being forced, I think, like, me personally being forced to play different games like that I wouldn't normally choose to play, it forces me to expand my repertoire of what I play. And that's actually a really good thing for me, because I think I'd get really bored with just, like, the typical wheelhouse of side-scrolling beat-em-ups that I usually play. So, yeah, like, doing this, you discover some great games. And what was the we played a shoot 'em up last month. Do you remember what that was called? Raiden Fighters 2? Is that what that was?
I think it was just Raiden Fighters.
Oh, Raiden Fighters, yeah, okay. I wish that I had more of a chance to play it. It was great fun. It's just that there's all those little bonuses and you need the time to be able to play them and sort of get used to where to find everything and like get the patterns and everything. And I ran out of time, so
cool
to play those different games.
I wasn't disappointed about you not putting up a big score.
Yeah, I thought you wouldn't be.
Gives me I just wanted to have a fighting chance, and it makes it more exciting, you know.
Yeah. So
So
apart from that, like playing Donkey Kong, I do after I manage to kill Scream, which is easily sometime in the next 10 years, whenever that is, I'll be going back to that game there. So I've still got a 1cc final fight, and I will. So
yeah, you will.
It's a bit of an odd one. Hey, like final fight is something that I feel like I can pick up and get back to a decent game a lot quicker than I can playing Donkey Kong. Like Donkey Kong, it's all sort of trying
RNG.
To tune your instincts again. Yeah, exactly. To try and remember all the horrible things that you have coming your way, and it's like memory retention and patterns and that sort of stuff. And yeah, trying to battle the RNG takes like a lot more time to get used to again if you're not grinding it. So, but Final Fight seems a bit different.
Yeah, I mean, Final Fight, you don't really face the same, like, area over and over as well. Like, the monotony of Donkey Kong can make you, like, slip up because you kind of get lackadaisical.
Remind me of levels 1 to 4. I'm so sick of playing level 1 to 4. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And Donkey Kong's just so much more brutal in the fact that, like, if you have like a small slip up of like a placement or something like that, you literally lose a life. Something like Final Fight, like you'll probably lose a lot of health or something like that, but you can recover. But you would be better just off.
Pick up a roast chicken,
that Dennis,
a garbage can, and you'll be fine.
Just hit up some bin chickens and
delicious.
Hot. Yeah, no, it's true. Like Final Fight can be like a bit more forgiving because you have a health gauge as opposed to just getting hit and losing a life. But Final Fight is it can be so brutal because you can play a certain level and a certain partner level like 100 times and still not get it 100% right, and you can still have like RNG that comes back to bite you, just the same as you do with Donkey Kong. And I think it's just, it's a slower burn because you have really longer levels towards the end of the game and then really, really tough bosses. So it sort of works out the same in a way. Like you have to keep coming up and keep coming up and trying to work out those exploits and all the weak spots of what you can do. And like you can sort of do the same thing with DK that you can with Final Fight, where you can do your save states in MAME and try and work on the parts that you're having trouble with. Like, for instance, springs was a bit of a problem for me when I first started playing DK, like a lot of people. And so I ended up doing save states for quite a while until I got sort of until I got confident enough with springs to be able to just move on and integrate it as part of my game. The same thing happens with Final Fight, where like there's one boss at the end of the it's like fifth level. I think it's Abigail. He's like this really, really tough boss, and yeah, there's almost like no strat for him until you work out the crossover, which you have to do. And yeah, just learning that sort of stuff. Like, I'm so glad that like it's not stuff you forget when you play the game. Like, you can play through it again, you're like, oh yeah, that's right, I meant to stand there, and you can like pick it up again easy. So once I finish DK, I'm back into that like nothing else. Cool. So it gives me something to look forward to.
Nice. Should we take a quick pee/drink break?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey guys, Sean here. Thanks to everyone who tunes into the Play It Up podcast. We really love doing this podcast and really appreciate everyone who listens. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram by searching for Play It Up Podcast. You can find the full video podcast on YouTube, and you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts, Anchor and more. If you want to ask us a question, you can do so on Anchor and your question will be featured on the podcast. If you like what we do, please remember to like, review, comment, follow or subscribe, and please recommend us to your friends. Thanks, guys, and enjoy the episode.
Oh, well, I can still leave.
We've got a...
look, I'm not here.
We're going to... Bye.
Where'd he go?
And now that Neil guy. Who's named
Neil? Fucking
hands.
Shh, he's listening in. He can hear us.
No. Whoa. Whoa. Good lord!
Going on here, fucking chipmunks. Yeah,
chipmunks. I guess should we answer a question, or should we first do our favorite three moments from?
Can we hear from Jacob first?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this very special message came in the other day. I already explained that side of things, but I'm going to make sure it's back at the start. All right, here we go.
Hey guys, Jacob Spring here. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I have a question for you guys, and I think it's actually something that all the listeners would like to know after hearing you guys hinting at it at every podcast. How thick is Neil's mom? the real question is, after each one of you consider your biggest video game achievement, it could be anything like gaming related, winning a tournament, setting a record, or finding that grail game. I'm looking forward to hearing your answers, and love the show.
Thank you so much, Jacob, you legend. Very
great question.
Great questions. The first question, I'm not sure. I'd love to find out. But no, I know what I think. In Australia we say thick, or maybe in England as well, like for stupid. But I'm pretty sure he means. I'm sure he means like how voluptuous. How yeah, curt, right. And yeah, no comment on that one for now.
For now.
I need to do some market research. send out a survey. Oh, please. But yeah, I guess my favorite gaming achievement so far would be for sure the most special one that, because I could share it with mates, and it wasn't something I, it was a surprise because it wasn't something I worked towards or anything, like, you know, like getting the kill screen, was winning Ultimate Denizen and getting this belt that you see hanging up right here. This guy, it's a bit special right now. Yeah. Getting that belt, getting my portrait on the wall of my favorite establishment of any kind, not just favorite arcade or bar. And yeah, just celebrating that with mates, and that was just very special. My other achievement would be getting the Donkey Kong kill screen, because that was, I've never worked so hard to get something in a game before. And hopefully I can say that about getting a Tetris max out in the future, but that one I have a lot less like urgency about it for some reason. I'm happy to get it at some point, but I don't know. I'm just enjoying the ride, you know, just like staying in the moment, bro. And like enjoying the ride, you know, just got to ride those waves, man. But yeah, that's me. How about Denny?
That's a really hard question to answer for me. I've been trying to think about, like, I was hoping that be able to pick someone else so I could have some time to think about it.
Oh, we can do that if you want.
It's all right. Like, I think no matter how long I have to think about it, the answer is probably going to be the same. But I think at the moment, it's kind of like a couple of things. I think just recently getting like 615K on Donkey Kong, which was just like a freak score for me, was something that was huge for me. And I guess it's sort of, it's just, it's recent in my mind, so probably worth the mention. And the other was during Kong of Five that we just had, that we, I got to play, I qualified for the finals, and in the first round I went up against Matt Tecchio, and that, yeah, I put up a really good fight against the King, and that, yeah, I think that was a really proud gaming achievement for me, because it had people squirming that, you know, man, it was tight for a little while there. And of course, Matt like powered through in the end, of course, as we'd expect. But if I think for that little while there, you know, I was going head to head with one of the top 10 Donkey Kong players in the world, and being able to stand my ground doing it. And, yeah. I felt like when I stepped out of that, that I was happy to hold my head high with that, because I could have just bombed out, but I didn't, and I gave it my best shot, and yeah, it was a good spectacle. So,
hell yeah, man, he was shitting himself.
I'd love to be able to, we still haven't got everyone on to really like fully debrief on that. It's just, yeah, it's been such a crazy year. But yeah, maybe that's something they'll cover in future episodes. And hey, gents from the Pressing the Points podcast as well, gentlemen.
Yes. I don't know if they had released their first episode yet, last episode, but.
Nah, I think they've done two in the time that, in pretty rapid succession, and they're doing really great so far.
Yeah, I'm loving it. It's the Royal Dalton of podcasts.
It is, yep.
It's the
My Macca's app of podcasts. Yeah. They're not the Kmart of podcasts like us.
Yeah. We're the normal Zinger Burger of podcasts.
Yep.
Yeah.
They are
no, no supercharged sauce on our podcast.
Jalapeno mayo.
Yep. Plus cheese.
That's a very deep
cut. Cheese slice, exactly.
it's a very inside joke if you haven't listened to that podcast yet.
Listen to the Pressing Points podcast.
It's very entertaining. They have
now
they have a great dynamic, a really good rapport with each other. And
Mikey, we've lost your video.
Oh.
You're speaking without moving.
It's pretty good. No.
You still look good though.
You look great.
He does this from time to time. It's a skill he has. So yeah, sometimes we're at Netherworld.
Yeah. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Yeah, no, it still looks fun from my side. Everyone's moving, and it's just
that's all good.
It's all right. It might come back on, or turn your video off and turn it back on.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
If you want. So that's me and Denny. So,
yeah, look, I don't, to be honest, like, I don't really, like, the Twin Galaxies world records and whatever, they're really great, but they don't really, they're not really the same as doing something live in a competition. And when you've got real-time pressures around you and you have to be able to perform properly, and, you know, I think that that really speaks to me as something that is just, it's such an awesome thing to achieve. And yeah, it just, it's special for me, I think.
Yeah.
Where did you go, Mikey? You've disappeared.
Am I back? I'm not back yet. Oh, shit.
No.
Turn on the light,
very,
Mikey.
Very dark gray screen.
I'll stop video and start video again. Oh, fuck's sake. Okay, this... <All right>. Settings.
Poor old Mikey.
Yeah.
Sponsor us on the Play It Up podcast and we'll buy Mikey a new computer.
Yeah. Woo! what about to yourself, Neil? Mate, what would you say is your proudest gaming achievements, and how to get your mum?
It's really hard to narrow it down to one. I think there's, like, just like you guys, there's different reasons why different gaming achievements are special. Like on a community side, getting the kill screen on Donkey Kong was awesome. Being on Twitch and just having everybody in the chat room going off and just experiencing that after hammering away for it for so long. That was really special. So yeah, just having like people like Ray Finkel and Tekio, I think Barrow was in there as well, people like that, Danny. Like, yeah, just, it was awesome just to have the community behind you, like watching you as you play. So I really enjoyed that. And also the one doing the Donkey Kong live kill screen at BPAC this year.
It was
kind of like a dream, to be honest. Like I went in there to say I was going to do a kill screen, but I had absolutely no, like I didn't think I was actually going to do it. So that was really cool. So I've been thinking about this question. So yeah, thanks again, Jacob, for the question. I really appreciate this kind of topic. The other one that I thought of throughout the day was doing the Circus Charlie max score. Was really cool because there was no information on how to do it on the easy track. So funnily enough, it's harder to max score on playing the easy track than it is the hard.
Really?
The reason for this is on the hard track, when you're doing the when you're on the horse and you're doing the springs, you can actually get max score for, like, I think it's something like 500,000 points just doing that particular board four times. So even though the actual track, like the actual game is harder, you get more points from it. So I had to work out a different avenue of gaining points without having any kind of information to go off. And I worked out myself that you could, I think you could jump those purple monkeys backwards on the tightrope, which gave you, I think it gave you like 1,000 points or something like that. And I had to work out how to milk that stage. So what I was doing was I was playing all the other stages and gaining as many lives as I could, so I could use all my lives on the purple monkey stage to try and get the points. So that was really cool to have to work that out all on my own. Just experience, like, on the opposite side of Donkey Kong, where I was experiencing it with everyone. I was doing it on my own, and having to really strategize and work it out myself.
Yeah, there's like a full-on, like, how to kill screen guide made by some of the really good players. compared to figuring it out on your own.
Yeah, for sure.
Different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, that's right. And the Purple Monkeys, like, I look back at it like I watched it today just because we're talking about this topic. And that Purple Monkey backwards jump is like, it's close to pixel perfect. It's the closest thing I can think of to like a pixel perfect action in the game. It's incredibly difficult. And the there's actually two paces that are slightly different of the monkeys. So they can catch you out really easily. So those two in particular would be my achievements. So
nice, man.
Awesome. Sick. Really awesome.
And what about you, Mikey in the Dark?
Yeah. My video didn't come back yet.
The sequel to Nightmare in the Dark.
That's all right.
Mikey in the Dark.
Maybe I'll leave the whole meeting and join back in.
Yep.
Yeah, try it out.
Okay. And then I've got some show and tell as well for this one. So I'll go and grab the trophy and bring it in.
Right here as well. Hey, he's back.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh.
Sweet.
Oh, you forgot to put your pants back on, Mikey.
No, he didn't. That's on purpose. It's a hot night. Come on, leave him alone.
Really hot.
Neil, Mikey, you're such a deviant. I love it.
Mikey, take us through your greatest gaming achievement.
Yeah, definitely. So winning Ultimate Denizen last year. Yeah. That was pretty big. That was almost the highest achievement that I felt like I've gained in gaming, especially arcade, pinball, you know, console, all the Ultimate Denizen-ness of the day. But my biggest achievement for sure was
old
Galagala 2019.
Hell yeah.
And I love that. And I love that your video just froze on that spot just there as well.
Good spot to freeze on.
Oh my god!
Oh, we saw the trophy, man. There he is.
No, he's back. Let's just cut. Here we go.
Tell Reed to stop streaming the Lego Movie again.
So yeah, Galagala Hellbim 2019 was put on by Tanya Lowe at Pinkadia. She created the event.
Tanya.
Big ups to Tanya, one of the most amazing people in the arcade scene in Brisbane, in Australia. Yeah,
you'll be on an upcoming episode.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And so Battle of the Hemispheres was Northern Hemisphere versus Southern Hemisphere in Galaga in Micro 31 track. So that's level 1 up to level 31 in Galaga, and who can get the highest score in that level 1 to 31 ending stage. I got to be pilot number 4 for Southern Hemisphere. Like, there was a qualification day at Pinkadia as well for all the Southern Hemisphere people that wanted to give it a shot and so you can get the high score in that Micro 31 track. I managed to just sneak in at fourth position. So the team was 4 positions from America, Canada, versus 4 positions from Southern Hemisphere, Australia, New Zealand. And it was an epic battle day of arcade gaming. Like, it was Galaga, it was that Micro 31 track, it was full on. Like, we were pushing ourselves to max out our scores every single screen. And after I started playing, like, even in qualifying, it was just surviving as well after 10, 15 levels to try and make it to the level 31 to be able to put the score down, because Galaga gets pretty hectic around, you know, 15, 20 stages in. It gets really fast, really tricky. You have to be on the ball the whole time to stay alive, to keep your dual ship to keep going. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We played through those rounds. We had Andrew Barrow, we had Rob McCauley playing for us. We had Derek Broadfoot as well, and I was number 4 down the bottom of the ranks there. I don't feel like I did a lot for the team, but the other guys smashed it out, and we managed to win on the day. And we beat the North Americans and the Canadians.
Amazing,
awesome.
And they had
amazing.
Wayne Richard,
Wayne Richard, yeah. Mark Wayne Thompson, Richard, yeah. Jordan Dorrington,
and
the man himself, Red Elf. Yeah,
yeah.
What's his name? What's his name?
But I can't remember.
We suck. That's like we're talking about the biggest, like the best player in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, but we can't even think of his name.
Armando. No.
No. No.
Red Elf on TGs.
Oh, what is his name?
I'm going to kick myself for that. Probably either now or later, but...
Kick yourself.
I've drawn a blank.
I've been shooting blanks for years.
That is shocking.
But yeah, that was the greatest achievement, my most...
That is shocking.
Oh, I'm kicking myself. John McAllister. Jesus.
Yeah,
legendary.
You were just talking about him recently, weren't you, Neil?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I consider him the best all-round arcade player of all time. For sure. Especially like in the 80s kind of scene.
Yeah.
That's actually quite a Christmas themed name. Kevin McAllister. You know,
yeah,
from Home Alone, John McAllister.
Yeah, he could have been one of the kids in the movie. Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe it was based on him.
But yeah, no, I think it's kind of funny. Like, I didn't realize at the time of Gala Gala that I was standing around like the best players of the world. For the 80s kind of scene. In regards to, you know, Rob McCauley and Barra, McAllister, Dwayne Richards,
Huge names. Wish I got to go. I would have loved that. Man.
It was cool.
I hope they do another one. I really do.
Yeah, it was really cool meeting Dwayne Richard because I've seen him in, I think he's in King of Kong.
He is a little bit, yeah. Yeah. And also in
Man vs. Snake. Man vs. Snake. In there a lot.
Yeah.
He's...
Just like other videos. And he's just pretty funny dude, man.
Yeah, he gave me like a documentary he made on.
Yeah,
it's about the guy who, he worked out. He did the perfect game of Pac-Man, but another figure. There was a bit of like controversy as to who actually worked out and got the perfect game first.
Yep.
He
called the King of Kong.
Yeah, it might. I think that's right. Yeah, and it's got like a big no sign on the front of the DVD they gave me. And it was super interesting to talk to in regards to, you know, his work in Twin Galaxies and stuff like that. And so really shout out to Dwayne.
Yeah, man, we should get him on. That'd be an interesting podcast.
We could work that, definitely.
Yeah, I reckon he'd be keen.
Yeah.
We just don't mention that we don't get that many listeners and it'll be all right.
I think that would suit him.
Yeah, maybe he probably wouldn't care. Yeah, nice. I mean, good on you, Mikey. That's awesome, man. You helped the Southern Hemisphere show up in the Gala Gala.
Yeah.
And got something. You got a PB that weekend as well
on your marathon
track. So you're hitting like, I think it was like 1.2 you got or something like that for the first time.
I cracked over the 1 million point mark first time ever.
Mm. Yeah. And what's your next goal for Gallagher?
Yeah, probably, where am I now? Yeah, 2 million. 2 million is the next point.
Yeah. 2 billion.
2 billion.
I'm small, yeah.
Yeah, 2 million is enough for next. I was trying to aim. I was going to try and aim for it this year, but I just did not get enough time to get the practice in to get into it. So we'll see.
Mm.
2023, Mikey, 2 million.
That's it. Yeah.
Hot.
And 200 liters of cold drip coffee.
300. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Double it up because we only started in March this year. So. It was three months of waiting around.
So, true. So, 300 would make sense.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's so much coffee.
That's
a lot of coffee.
It's a lot of hours. It's a long hour.
And you've got the other like still thing now as well. So like,
oh, you've got two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Two 3 liter, 3 liter setups and the one 600 mil. So hoping to get another 600 mil next year as well to beef up the production speed.
Wow.
A little bit.
You are dripping hard, mate. I love it.
I am.
There is.
I am.
That's how I do it.
In 30 years, you're just going to be like some fucking wizard. Like, with your fucking, oh, the coffee beans are too cold. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Just have like a big fucking farmhouse at the back, just like distills, just fucking tankards everywhere.
Just smoking cauldrons of cold drip, man.
That'd be awesome.
Heck yeah. Sweet. Well, should we next, or maybe we, one of the next episodes, or maybe the 50th, we talk about our favorite moments from the first 50 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be a bottle episode. We go back and like take bits from like each part was really good. Yeah.
What episode's this?
43, I think.
Oh, shit.
Settle down.
Nah, we're in like the 30s at the moment, I think.
Nah, 40s.
Are we?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're getting on, Dennis.
So last one was 42. I had to pull up the audio message from Jacob. So, 42. Last one was the reunion episode. So, tell us what your favorite, guys listening out there. Sign up to Anchor. I know you probably don't want to sign up to something new. Or send us an email to playituppodcast@gmail.com or send us a message to any one of us on Facebook, Messenger, whatever.
Yeah, messages on the Play It Up Facebook account as well on Facey. Yeah.
Instagram as well. Get at us in any way you can and tell us your favorite moments and we will try to collate like a nice episode where we talk about it, we mention your favorites, and if you do send in a voice message, we will play it on the podcast and we will edit out anything that is too inappropriate, but it has to be it has to be pretty bad to be edited out, let's be honest.
Well, Jacob Springs went through okay, so that's setting a good mark.
Yeah, that's probably about the limit. I think he chose his wording quite carefully. He knew he would get on with the whole message on with that. Well, I can't even talk properly anymore because it's past my bedtime. Man, I'm so glad you showed up, Neil. And Denny, thanks for doing the intro and running the show, man. And had a great time, guys.
It's been fun.
Yeah, that's great.
As always,
I can I can roll it. I can roll this one up and close it out if you like.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Well, that's about all the time we've got time for tonight, particular for this episode. So thanks for listening, everybody, and please keep in mind all of the mediums that Sean's just mentioned with regards to getting in contact with us. Please. If you have any questions or if there's anything you'd like us to cover, then please get in contact with us via Anchor or via the Instagram account, Facebook, email. Everything will be up listed on the episode that you're watching this on. And so hit the hyperlink, get at us, and we look forward to hearing from you. So thanks again for joining us, and we look forward to spending some time with you on the next episode.
Hell yeah.
Beautiful, mate. That's probably the best outro so far. I love that. See you guys.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for watching and listening.
Go play some games, everyone. It's freaking Christmas. It. Merry
That's
Christmas.
That's what we're here for.
Damn games.
I'm going to go play some right now.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
I actually am going to play, I think, a bit of Tetris or something.
Uh-oh, the dog's coming to get entangled in the cords, or it could go down south.
Oh, hey, Bosh. Probably no.